Unit 7. Sample Listening Test. Part 4. You will hear a lecture on a genetic concept called heritability.
Welcome, everyone. As the title of the module says, this very first lecture will be an introduction to genes, environment, and development. Particularly, we'll be looking at heritability today. You may think you know what the term means, but because there are so many related words that people are often confused with, we'll start with its definition. Firstly, many people vaguely talk about innate and inborn characteristics, thinking these two are more or less the same as heritable characteristics. But these refer to universal characteristics that are so evolutionary significant that they do not vary from person to person. Nobody walks on four legs, for instance. We all digest food in the stomach, not heart. That sort of thing. These characteristics are programmed by the 99% of our DNA that we all share. Heritability, however, is concerned with that remaining 1% of DNA that does vary between us. Some of us have green eyes, others have brown eyes, and mine are blue. That's where heritability comes in. Now, why do I have blue eyes? Because my parents have them too. Simple, isn't it? Nothing surprising, it's just common sense. You see a man with brown eyes and a woman also with brown eyes, and you don't expect their child to have green eyes, do you? So in genetics, we say the colour of one's eyes is 95% heritable. Height is another example. You naturally expect tall parents to have tall children, right? Now, how heritable do you think it is? Any guesses? According to genetics, it's 75%. Still not that surprising. In line with our common sense, more or less. What if, though, I told you that as much as 60% of your school achievement and verbal ability are heritable? As much as 60% of the differences in how well people do at school, how well they can express ideas in words, can be attributed to their inherited DNA sequence. Now that's a bit of a surprise, don't you think? In a similar line, as you see someone severely overweight, it's easy to point to them and say, he's been lazy, or she should have more exercise. Why did they not change their diet? But before criticizing them so harshly, think in terms of heritability of weight. How heritable do you think weight is? Professor Robert Plowman, who was a leading figure in behavioral genetics, surveyed 5,000 adults in the UK and asked them to guess the percentage. Taking the average of their responses, their rating was 40%. So, on average, they thought weight was 40% heritable. The actual result of genetic research? 70%. 70% of your weight can be explained by your inherited DNA sequence, over which you obviously have no control whatsoever. You may think, there is no way that can be the case. Environmental factors, such as what you eat or whether you spend your leisure time at the gym or in front of a TV set, surely matters, yes? In other words, it can't be all due to nature. A lot of your weight must be attributed to nurture too. That's what you would say if all you've heard of was nature versus nurture. 30 years ago, even those working in the field of psychology believed in the idea. But today, what is widely accepted is the nature of nurture. Put short, the idea is that we make choices that are correlated with our genetic propensities without realizing it. So if you decide to eat 100 grams of crisps, it'll surely make you fatter than 100 grams of tofu. It was your decision to go for the unhealthier option, of course, but that doesn't mean your inherited DNA sequence played no part in it. On top of that, when, say, two individuals consume an equal amount of the same food, 100 grams of crisps, for instance, that would not have the same impact on them. This is because we all digest food differently and thus respond differently as well. Some people get fat very quickly. Some are influenced less by what they eat. And the reason why we respond differently must be obvious to you by now. It's because of our genetic structure, over which we, again, have got no control. So given all that, don't you think it's unfair to quickly conclude the obese are obese because of their poor dietary choice?
That is the end of part 4.